Markelo was only 33, but he had already retired after working at Fairchild and then Intel, where he made millions on his stock options when the chipmaker went public. He was a cautious and shrewd man, with the precise moves of someone who had been a gymnast in high school, and he excelled at figuring out pricing strategies, distribution networks, marketing, and finance. Despite being slightly reserved, he had a flashy side when it came to enjoying his newly minted wealth. He built himself a house in Lake Tahoe, and later an outsized mansion in the hills of Woodside. When he showed up for his first meeting at Jobs's garage, he was driving not a dark Mercedes like Valentine, but a highly polished gold Corvette convertible. When I arrived at the garage, Woz was at the workbench and immediately began showing off the Apple II, Markelo recalled. I looked past the fact that both guys needed a haircut and was amazed by what I saw on that workbench. You can always get a haircut. Jobs immediately liked Markelo. He was short, and he had been passed over for the top marketing job at Intel, which I suspect made him want to prove himself. He also struck Jobs as decent and fair. You could tell that if he could screw you, he wouldn't. He had a real moral sense to him. Wozniak was equally impressed. I thought he was the nicest person ever, he recalled. Better still, he actually liked what we had. Markelo proposed to Jobs that they write a business plan together. If it comes out well, I'll invest, Markelo said, and if not, you've got a few weeks of my time for free. Jobs began going to Markelo's house in the evenings, kicking around projections and talking through the night. We made a lot of assumptions, such as about how many houses would have a personal computer, and there were nights we were up until 4 a.m., Jobs recalled. Markelo ended up writing most of the plan. Steve would say, I will bring you this section next time, and he usually didn't deliver on time, so I ended up doing it.